Unfalsifiability. I'm still working my way through Christopher Vogler's The Writer's Journey, second edition, Mythic Structure for Writers. I'm enjoying it, as I always do when I dive into it. This time I'm reading it from front to back, and I've just finished the chapter on the actual stages of the journey. Yeah, I mean, it is very insightful, it is very enlightening, but he makes the claim, with these tools, the tools he's outlining in his book, you can construct a story to meet almost any situation, a story that will be dramatic, entertaining, and psychologically true. With this equipment, you can diagnose the problems of almost any ailing plotline and make the corrections to bring it to its peak of performance. So what he's saying is that this stuff, this structure, these forms, work. They can be used to fix a story that isn't necessarily working. For those of you who haven't heard it, and you probably have heard of these, even if you haven't read the book, the 12 stages of the hero's journey are the ordinary world, the call to adventure, stage 3, refusal of the call, stage 4, meeting with the mentor, stage 5, crossing the first threshold, stage 6, tests, allies, enemies. Stage 7, approach to the inmost cave. Stage 8, the ordeal. Stage 9, reward or seizing of the sword. Stage 10, the road back. Stage 11, resurrection. And stage 12, return with the elixir. Again, in addition to the problem I've mentioned before, that there are plenty of really awful films that follow those stages of the hero's journey, the other problem I have is this claim isn't falsifiable. This is a concept used in science, and I realise Christopher Vogler in his book isn't doing science, and I'm no scientist, but I'm reliably informed that in science, in order for a theory, an explanation, to be taken seriously, it has to be falsifiable. There has to be some way of testing it, at least in principle, of testing the idea and it failing. And that way, if it passes, then you can have confidence in its truth. Your confidence is never 100%, but you can have some level of confidence that this theory or explanation is true. Christopher Vogler here has a theory or claim that following the stages of the hero's journey makes for a better story. The problem is, reading as I read through and I see his examples, it's pretty clear that any story, even if it doesn't seem to match these stages, he'll claim that it does. He even says things like changing the traditional sex and ages of the archetypes makes it more interesting and allows ever more complex webs of understanding to be spun among them. The basic figures can be combined, or each can be divided into several characters to show different aspects of the same idea. It's infinitely flexible, capable of endless variation, without sacrificing any of its magic. Well, so what he's basically saying is, even if you don't follow the forms, you're following the forms, and they work. It seems to me he's trying to have his cake and eat it too. He's trying to say, here are the universal forms that always work in all stories. But if you don't follow them, then it still works. Because even not following them is just a variation on these eternal forms. It seems like an unfalsifiable claim to me. I can think of several films that don't even come close to following the hero's journey, and yet they work. Hitchcock's Psycho, for example. Here's a film where what appears to be the central character goes through all the stages of the hero's journey at first. We see her ordinary world. We see her tempted by the money, the call to adventure. We see her initial reluctance or refusal of the call. I guess her lover is her mentor that she meets with, that inspires her to go on the adventure. She crosses the first threshold, she steals the money, goes on the run, where she has various different tests. She meets enemies, such as the mysterious cop wearing sunglasses, and yet she's brutally stabbed to death in the shower. The film works despite not fitting the forms of the hero's journey, unless you redefine them in such a way that they no longer bear any resemblance to their classical forms. But I'm still only in the first half of the book.